Hello and welcome to another edition of the new and improved Road Thoughts. The rantings and ravings of a single, solitary individual as he drives to and from work. I'm your host, Twitchy Mac. You can find me on Twitter at Twitchy Mac. I love talking to you people. Even though there's like, I don't know, four of you listening right now. I think my last podcast had four listens. And hey, that's one more than it was a week ago. But actually, you know what? It's not even about that. Like, I'm glad that people can listen. And I'm glad that people are listening. But that's not the point here. The point here is for me to talk. Because my brain doesn't work like most people's, as I've mentioned. And so having an avenue where I can just put my thoughts out there and then analyze them is super, super helpful. So yeah, I just, I feel like I wanted to share how things are going. Because things are going really good. I'm actually going to get my first COVID vaccine shot tonight. I'm pretty sure it's a Moderna shot, but I'm not sure, and I really don't care. It's where I live, they just opened up availability, and so everyone's getting their shots. I actually registered under the one of the exceptions previous to this, but it and so I had this appointment a while back, but they just opened it up for everybody, and now it's like, hey, everyone, come get your shots, which is awesome, because like, yeah, I mean, everyone 12 and over, I want my kids to get the shot. They want to get the shot. But obviously, you know, they can't until it opens up to everybody, or they might not get it, and that's okay. I mean, I'd rather they have it than not, but if they don't, then that's fine too. I mean, as long as everyone else does. And I mean, if we get both shots, then pretty much we're not going to give it to them. So yeah, awesome. And in the meantime, anybody who has a single shot probably isn't going to the hospital if you get it, which man is good. Sorry about that, everybody. I'm having a bit of trouble sleeping, which it makes me fuzzier and it makes me tired. I wake up all the time, and it's just terrible. I don't have good sleep. So yeah, we're all getting our shots, and everything is golden. I will make a podcast about that, about the whole experience on Monday next week. After I've had the shot for the weekend, I'm getting it on Thursday. Today's Thursday. I'm getting it today. And then I will make another podcast on Monday or Tuesday to share the experience. And I'm really looking forward to it. So, yeah. No, everything's going good in my world. Work is good. And it's weird that, you know, I'm saying that. Because work is good. But no, that shouldn't be one of the big reasons why my life is good, but it is, because work is good, and, like, yeah, I don't want it to be a reason why my life is good, but I go to work for 8 hours a day, you know, like, I'm doing a job for 8 hours a day. That means that it's, like, a third of my day, 5 days a week. That's a lot of time. So if it's a third of my day for 5 days a week and it's not going good, of course my life's not going to go good. Or maybe my life is good, but my work sucks, and a third of my life sucks. That would mean that the other two-thirds would have to be really good to compensate. Which, don't get me wrong, my life is great. Even if my work life sucked, my actual, like, my home life is amazing. So awesome. You know, I mean, you guys have heard me rave about my wife. She's just amazing. My kids are actually coming to become really awesome people. And it sounds funny to say that, but, you know, there's really, really amazing people in there. And and I say that, but it's like, I know every parent says that. But not every parent has been able to say the opposite. And I'm not saying that. No. My kids have always been great. My kids have always been great. But there's always been, you know, there's always been anger, and there's always been issues, and there's always been emotional regulation issues, and there's always been social issues that make it hard to see that in them. And as their parent, I have always seen it in them. But up until recently, I've always seen that there's reasons why other people wouldn't. Okay? Now, and that's what I'm saying, is that I saw the greatness in them. I saw the awesome people in them all the way. But I also saw how other people wouldn't see that in them. But now, I think other people can see it too. I think that they're developing into humans that will be able to be in the world and do great things for the world and still keep their unique selves. They'll still be able to be who they are, even though they're also going to be able to be great people in the world. And I think that's a valuable thing. And I love my kids. They're just freaking amazing. You know, it's so much fun to watch them just develop into these really amazing humans and to just get it, you know? And to be able to like see it and say, okay, you know what? But I know how to deal with that. Which I never really had at their age. So I like that. I love that. That my kids can be better than I was. Man. And I think that's something that if you're a parent, you should always be trying for. You should always be trying to give your kids the leg up to be able to be better than you were, you know? It's not about, I want my kids to have more than I had. No, I don't really care if my kids have more than I have or have more than I had. I mean, it'd be nice, but the reality is, what I really want is for my kids to be more than I was. And not, that's not the right way to put it. I want my kids to be happy and content and good in the world. Like, I want them to have what they want out of the world. And to do so with less work than it took me to get what I wanted. Because I have what I want. I managed to do it. I'm quite successful in who I am and what I am. And actually, it worked out really well for me. But I want my kids to be able to get where they want to be. Not where I am. Not where I am. No. Because they might not want to be where I am. I don't want them to be where I am just because that's where I am. I want them to be where they want to be. And if it happens to be where I am, great. Great. Absolutely amazing. On the other hand, if it doesn't, that's okay too. That's great. That's awesome. As long as you are who you want to be, I got no problems with it. Anyways, my life's great. I'm doing great. I'm getting a vaccine shot tomorrow that in 2 weeks will make it so that I'm pretty sure I won't go to a hospital if I get COVID, which is awesome. And I'm going to work. I've got a great job that I'm going to right now. I'm in a great relationship. The people in my life are great. My family, my extended family, who all live in the same city as me, or most of whom live in the same city as me, they're all great. It's all great. And I felt like I needed to share that with somebody. And everybody who's in my life already knows that. They don't need to hear it. You know, I don't need to share it with them. So I'm sharing it with you. And I hope everybody out there has a great day. And I hope everybody out there is doing good. And if you're not, you can always reach out to me, because I would love to help other people with getting where I am. Have a good day, everyone, and we'll see you next week.